Realtors.com studios. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Friday, October 26, 2018. It's been a crazy week, and the news keeps getting crazier. I keep telling my wife, it's getting to the point where I can't tell the difference anymore between The Onion and Babylon Bee and The Real News. Did I ever tell you the one about the bomb that was sent through the U.S. mail with a timer on it? I didn't even think about that until I got home yesterday, and I was looking for a package that I was expecting, and it was coming through the U.S. mail, and there was no way for me to track it. And I thought, wait a minute. These bombs that are supposed to, everybody is trembling in their boots over these fake bombs. They come with a clock on them and they send them through the U.S. mail. What stupidity. I should have seen through that at the very beginning. Of course, we had, as we pointed out yesterday, had an article pointing out many, many different odd things about that bomb. You know, the ISIS flag that was a get her done parody flag. The fact that it had wires going in both ends. The fact that it had supposedly some glass shards in it, not metal shards in it. But then it doesn't have any explosives or anything else. I mean, that's a further investigation shows that to be the case. And I think it's interesting, and we owe all of this to CNN. See, I don't want CNN to go away. I don't want CNN to be purged from social media. I don't want them to be purged from cable or anything else. I want them around. They provide a very, very important service because unintentionally, they have done the same thing with this bombing campaign where they put out these pictures. They did the same thing with the bombing campaign that they did with the Syrian false flag when they sent the reporter over there and she sniffed the backpack for nerve gas. We'll talk about that later today. But as I'm looking at the news, I've got the Ecuadorian court here. We're talking about absurdity and stupidity. Got the Ecuadorian court that is looking at Julian Assange. They're getting ready to throw Julian Assange to the UK wolves. And they're stepping up the process. They're trying to pretend that it's a legal process and so forth. This story from RT has a picture of a kangaroo on there, folks. This is a kangaroo court, absolutely. They say the judge says that Julian Assange needs a translator who is fluent in Australian because they appointed an English translator. That's right. We got to get some Sheila or Bruce in there so they can understand what he said when he said g'day. this is for real. This is for real. This is actually not The Onion or The Babylon Bee. This is actually the Ecuadorian court. The Ecuadorian foreign minister has said the court made a mistake by appointing an English translator because he doesn't speak Australian. This is the level of stupidity we've sunk to. But it gets even better. We have a Southampton student union president. Of course, she was educated in the U.S. But she has a paid position at an English university. A story from the Daily Mail. She sparked outrage by saying that a mural that was painted in memory of First World War soldiers should be painted over because it displays only white men. Now, this is a very touching mural. They have guys who are in the robes that they would wear in the early 20th century. You know, they still have it at Eton and so forth. That the students still go to class on a daily basis dressed in the kinds of robes that we see that our students dress up for just for graduation services. They wear them on a daily basis. So you've got the instructors there, and you've got the students saying goodbye to them, students who will not return from the First World War. And this idiot American, Emily Dawes, whose family lives in a $1.2 million home in upscale Vienna, Virginia. That's the suburbs of Washington. She is politically connected. She has called for this to be taken down. Mark my words, we're taking down the mural of white men in the uni Senate room, even if I have to paint over it myself. Yeah, this is stupidity we have.
Found it. InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Friday, October the 26th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. I'm just saying, it's hard to tell the parody from reality anymore. The news has gotten so ridiculous. An Ecuadorian judge, or foreign minister, saying the court made a mistake by appointing an English translator for Julian Assange because he's Australian. You've got an American student at a UK university, the University of Southampton. People are outraged because she is outraged the fact that there is a painting of students who are leaving to die in World War One, former students of that university. And she says, a bunch of white men. Yeah, it was a bunch of white men who went to war. She says, mark my words, we're taking down this mural of white men in the uni Senate room, even if I have to paint over it myself. She gets paid to be student union president. She gets paid $25,000 a year. I can remember when I was at University of South Florida. I was busy hitting the books for engineering, but we had the Black Student Union and the Gay Student Union were the ones who took over student government. Now, they didn't get a salary, but they were embezzling money, and they got away with it. Because, you know, you can't attack them because they had identity privileges even way back then. The Marxists, the identity politics people, were the only ones who were involved in student government. The rest of us were busy. And they always got elected. And they had a lot of money in the student activity assessment that was put on all the rest of us. And then they looted that money for their own benefit. Here's another example of it. Emily Dawes boasted about her extra as heck, quote unquote, manifesto. She petitioned for unisex toilets, sexual consent training, and social media access for multiple cultures. She's described herself as openly bisexual, previously president of the university's feminist society, says her favorite thing about Southampton is the quote-unquote pretty dope vegan food. Well, you know, my generation would say that you're not a pretty dope, you're an ugly dope. But these are the kind of people that I've always seen running into student government. And then as I became an adult, they got into real government. And I'm sick and tired of these people trying to run my life and trying to run our country into the gutter. But we're going to have more to say about that. We're going to talk today, later in the broadcast. I want to talk about this bomb situation a little bit more because it's becoming worse. The thumbnail that we used yesterday when we posted this up on BitChute was Wile E. Coyote going through the Acme bomb building book. And it's about that silly. As I said yesterday, CNN's ratings have fallen below that of the Cartoon Channel. And we're going to tell you why today, because they have become more ridiculous on the Cartoon Channel, but not nearly as funny. But we can have a laugh at what they're doing nevertheless. More absurd news. We've got Gina Haspel has reportedly heard the audio and torture killing of Jamal Khashoggi. Do you remember that? It seems like it was ages ago when all we could talk about was Khashoggi. Now he's completely gone. And, you know, they sent Gina Haspel there. I don't know if the CIA director was doing CYA or if maybe she was just going there to show them how it's really done. If you really want to torture somebody, you know, you want to make sure that they don't die at that point. You just keep them going for a while. Or better yet, how to cover it up better, because that's what she's really expert at. Gina Haspel is really expert at covering up the torture and the war crimes. So she would be the natural person to go there. She was so good, she became director of the CIA. So maybe they need some remedial education on how to do this, because that's what we do with our partners in these countries, just like we did in Iran. We were the ones who trained there. Secret police that tortured people, the Savak. And we've been joined at the hip with the Saudi intelligence services since the petrodollar. Actually, even before that, the British were the ones who created that royal mess. And we've been working with them closely. It's one of the reasons why they created the petrodollar, It's another reason why you have all these so-called Saudis that took down all these buildings with just two planes. Took down three buildings with two planes. They're good. I tell you, these guys, they've been trained by the CIA and not on how to take down buildings, how to take down our Constitution. It's what they were trained on. Speaking of taking down our Constitution, yesterday we had the TSA released a detailed roadmap for the passenger experience. You know what their roadmap for the passenger experience is going to be? It's going to include full biometric identification for you and facial recognition for all domestic or international air travel. And they are the Transportation Security Administration, folks. They are not the Airplane Security Administration. They will be doing this in the corporate-owned, government-linked robot cars that you'll have to travel in if you go anywhere. That's why Google calls their prototype Smart City Sidewalk Labs. Oh, but that's right. They're going to track you as you're walking down the street as well. They'll track you when you walk, not just when you ride in the cars that they own and rent to you so they can track and tax your every movement. They've now become explicit in that. As you see, the people bragging about your next password will be your thought. Of course, they're going to be reading your mind. DARPA is working on that. Now, right now, they tell you that they just want to be able to go in and read memories and change memories and implant memories because they want to help soldiers who have bad memories from the bad experiences that our Department of Defense has created for them in real life in these fake wars that they send us to. And that's not really the goal. DARPA is a weapon designing system, advanced research for weapons, not for defense, but for weapons, really. And they were the people who created the internet. It was a psychologist at DARPA who created the internet. Once it became practical, you had DARPA putting their executives on the venture capital boards that were funding companies like Google, like Facebook and others. And as we have seen in the last several months, they are now returning the favor. It's kind of hard to tell, just like it is. What's the difference between the CIA and the Saudi intelligence? Well, they kind of just blend together. You know, where does the head of the snake begin? It's hard to tell. Same thing with the social media and internet companies. You've got The Hill bragging that YouTube is winning the race to clamp down on misinformation. Said YouTube is outpacing its social media rivals when it comes to curbing the spread of misinformation during the breaking news events. Facebook and Twitter are still struggling. And their whole point at The Hill is to say that information about your take and your questions about what you're being fed when you look at this and you say, you know what, I don't believe this information that's coming out from The Hill or coming out from CNN. I have questions about that, whether it's about the migrant. They go from this week's bomb scares to news of a migrant caravan. Hoaxes have run rampant on most social media platforms. They haven't been able to censor this, but Google is there. Google has shut it down on YouTube. Google has shut me down completely, so you're not going to hear my take on this. But you know, their problem is not that they can fix this with censorship. That's what The Hill doesn't understand. All these legacy media companies, these establishment media companies who don't want you to think, don't want you to question their official stories, no matter how absurd they are. They don't understand that their real problem is not a social media problem. Their real problem is a credibility problem, and that's not going to go away. You know, when you had an authoritarian society like the Soviet Union, they had two newspapers, and that was all the information that people had, and they still didn't believe it. They didn't believe Pravda and Izvestia. You know, they called one of them truth. They called the other one news. They said there's no truth in Pravda, and there's no news in Izvestia. They didn't believe that stuff. You don't believe it either, and even if they shut your voices and shut our voices, you still won't believe it. We'll be right back. Welcome back. We're going to talk about the CNN bomb and the bombshell pictures that they put out. Again, when you've got a bomb with a timer on it and it's sent through the mail, that might tell you that something is wrong, especially when they send it through the U.S. mail. When's it going to arrive? Who knows? I mean, it's as silly as what CNN did when they sent the reporter to Syria 6 months ago. It was only 6 months ago that they were pushing the false flag attack in Syria, trying to push us into a war in Syria. And you had the CNN reporter sniffing the backpack, saying, yeah, I think it was probably nerve gas. That stings when I smell it. You would be dead if it was nerve gas. That is just how, there it is. There's a picture. We're going to have that video for you. I want to remind you that this is CNN. The people who, as they try to get out in front of everything, they just keep showing how stupid they are. But they're also evil. They're also evil. And so is YouTube. And so is The Hill. The Hill's article here that I was just talking about before we went to break. YouTube is winning the race to clamp down on misinformation. Well, no, they're not shutting down CNN. And they're not shutting down The Hill. And The Hill is doing the same thing that we saw Democrats complaining about, demanding that the social media sites shut down InfoWars. Look at this. This is trending. Why is this InfoWars story trending? Well, because it makes sense to people. And they have the ability to compare what we're saying to what CNN is saying. And so they said, well, we'll do better, Congressman. And they did better. They shut us down. They shut us down on YouTube. You can still hear us on TV, on radio. You can still see us on BitChute, many other places. And, of course, you can hear the program on Infowars.com/real-news. But they were not happy with this at The Hill. They said, YouTube is doing a great job on censoring information that we don't like, that the established, not the official story from the establishment. But they said, Facebook and Twitter just aren't. Facebook and Twitter searches for terms related to migrant caravan and bomb scares auto-populated on Wednesday, with conspiracy results pushing the claim that Soros is linked to the caravan and that the bombs are false. Who would think that? Only anybody who thinks. They said searching for Soros on Twitter offered up the search suggestion Soros caravan. Typing in bomb on Facebook yielded search suggestions such as bomb false flag. Okay, so let me explain this to The Hill or to any low-information listeners out there who might be listening for the first time. Anybody who's listened to this knows that Soros is for open borders. And they also know there's been video taken of people being handed out cash. And we know that Soros has funded the organizations that are behind this. The organization that calls itself, if you translate it to English, Village Without Borders. That's right. A village without borders. It takes a village. It takes a village to overthrow the United States. It's just one village. It's just one community, as Nancy Pelosi said. We just happen to have a border running through. These borders don't mean anything. It's like the border between Texas and Oklahoma. It doesn't mean anything. We're all one big North American union or one big globalist union, according to the globalists, like Soros, who fund this. The people are putting this out. The Hill. They don't have, whoever wrote this propaganda piece didn't put their name on there as a byline. I'm sure they were ashamed of what they were doing, because this is a piece from The Hill that is worthy of Pravda or Izvestia. The people who are complaining about this, people understand what the history of all this stuff is. They understand the false flags that CNN has done. They understand how absurd this bomb thing is. And we're going to talk about this a little bit more. But, you know, when you're talking about YouTube, one thing that YouTube has been really good at doing, and that is not only taking down this show and other things that are, everything else is being done here at InfoWars. Boy, they ferret us out. You know, as soon as you put up anything about Alex Jones, InfoWars, David and I just take it right down. It doesn't even have to be our site. They take it right down. They seem to also be very good at taking down any kind of information, covering up any kind of information about sexual misconduct by their employees especially by their executives. That has now come out in a report from the New York Times. Google reportedly paid Andy Rubin $90 million after he allegedly coerced sex from an employee. And this was Larry Page decided that he needed to be fired. They believed these reports. They listened to the woman. She explained what had happened. They said, yeah, that's credible. I think she's telling the truth. He's got to go. But they didn't fire him. If they'd fired him, he wouldn't have gotten his bonus. They gave him a $90 million exit package. The last $2 million of that agreement has yet to be paid out. But they're going to pay it out next month. Folks, these are the people who were complicit in pushing this golden showers, filthy fiction to attack President Trump. The Russian dossier. And yet they're giving golden parachutes to their executives. This is how disgusting these people are. And they want to control your cities. The same people who are controlling cyberspace want to control urban space, and they want to force you into it. That's what you should really be concerned about. I had people are pointing this out left and right in Toronto, where they've got their first Google city. Man, I tell you what, that is... You should be very concerned about that. So what is going on with this? New York Times says their article, How Google Protected Andy Rubin, the Father of Android. Well, he was trying to father other things, too, evidently. There was not just Andy Rubin, but three executives at Google. Andy left in October. He was given a hero's welcome by the executives, even though he left his dragonfly open on the way out. The woman with whom he had been having an extramarital relationship said that he had coerced her to have sex back in 2013. And as I said, they investigated. They found the claims to be credible and true. But instead of firing him, they gave him a $90 million golden parachute. And then they said over the past decade, he was just one of three executives that were accused of sexual misconduct. In two instances, senior executives were paid millions of dollars as they left. And one of these was Eric Schmidt. Now, I was amazed at this. Eric Schmidt was revealed in the article to have kept a mistress on the payroll. And I imagine he is livid to have to being outed as a heterosexual. I would have never thought that Eric Schmidt was a heterosexual. This is a guy who used to... he had hundreds of visits to Barack Obama, very closely tied to Hillary Clinton and the Democrat Party. And while we're speaking of Democrats, remember it was Nancy Pelosi, if you're upset about $90 million being paid out to these corrupt executives. You know, they fired 48 workers over the last 2 years, but those other workers were fired. They weren't given millions of dollars. It's executives who were given millions of dollars. Now, in the House, we had Nancy Pelosi pay out massive amounts of taxpayer money to cover up sexual assaults by congresspeople. We still don't know who they were. That's still being covered up from us by both Republicans and Democrats.
Making Sense Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, I want to get into this mail bomb with a timer. And I came in this morning, and I had this sitting over here on the desk, and it alarmed me. It's like an alarm clock. Strapped to things that look like sticks of dynamite. I mean, this is like an Acme bomb right here. It's got Hillary Clinton's face on it. That's the scariest thing about this. But it looks more like a bomb than what was delivered to CNN, because it's got these red sticks on it, if you can see that. They're actually flares. I think Dew put this together yesterday. It's got wires on it. It's got a clock. It's got flares that look like sticks of dynamite. Actually, these flares are probably more pyrotechnic than anything that was in those fake bombs. This is probably a lot more dangerous than those bombs. I want to get to this, but I got one more thing to talk about before I do. You know, it looks like we're going to have mainstream media's favorite witch fired just before Halloween, Megyn Kelly. And I said that that's witch with a W. I used that's the word with the W on it. Megyn Kelly looks like she is going to be fired. she had a program lined up yesterday where she had the cast of House of Cards lined up. And they all, her House of Cards crew collapsed on her. Now she's going to have Ronan Farrow and a gender specialist lawyer going to represent her to try to get her $69 million contract paid off. They fired her, and they are going to have to pay her the $69 million they foolishly agreed to pay Megyn Kelly when they signed her that contract, unless they can get out of it with a morals clause violation. And they think that the comments that she made about blackface on Tuesday and the connections to Halloween might have done that trick for them. So she's going to bring in Ronan Farrow and a gender specialist lawyer. So she's going to try to play the Me Too card, obviously, right? Ronan Farrow, the guy who started all the Me Too stuff with his investigation of Harvey Weinstein, and a gender specialist lawyer. Now, I don't know what a gender specialist lawyer is. It seems to me like it wouldn't be that hard to determine gender in a court of law. And that's what's got Hollywood so upset, because they think they are entitled to Title IX. And they're very upset about what President Trump is doing, because he's saying, hey, look, gender is biological, it's objective, it's binary. The genitals are going to tell you what gender you are. Maybe that's why they're called that. So I said, yes, I still haven't looked up the etymology of that. I don't know. That would be fitting, wouldn't it? If the word genitalia came from gender, it'll tell you which gender you are if you look. So I don't know why you have to have a gender specialist lawyer, but nevertheless, she is. And so the question is going to be, as Megyn Kelly is doing this, is she going to get her $69 million, or did she commit a morality clause violation? Now, I think they're going to have a hard time in court proving that it is a morality clause violation, because you got this clip of Megyn Kelly, the Santa Claus clip. They hired her. They hired the woman who said this about Santa Claus, that we all know he's white. Here's the clip, just in case you forgot.
They have a piece on .com. Santa Claus should not be a white man anymore. Yet another person claiming it's racist to have a white Santa, you know? And by the way, for all you kids watching at home, Santa just is white, but this person is just arguing that maybe we should also have a black Santa. But, you know, Santa is what he is, and just so you know, we're just debating this because someone wrote about it, kids.
There you go. They hired her. That's the reporter that they gave a $69 million contract to. And now they want to say that because she said something about blackface, that she has violated a contract. I think they're going to have a really hard time with that. So the question is going to be, will Christmas come early for Megyn Kelly? Will she get paid off that 3-year contract, $69 million early? Will she get a visit from Santa Claus, or will it be Black Pete that comes to see her this holiday? I don't know. You know, will she get that $69 million in her pantyhose, or will she get a lump of coal instead that she'll have to smear on her face? That's what we're all going to be waiting to find out happens. Now, the saddest thing about this whole story is that they're throwing her off for something that she said that was actually right. I hate to admit this, but she was actually right. She said this in a panel discussion. She said, you do get in trouble if you are a white person who puts on blackface for Halloween. Or a black person who puts on whiteface for Halloween. I don't know any black people putting on whiteface or even getting in trouble for that if they do. Anyway, she said, back when I was a kid, that was okay. Just as long as you were dressed as a character. You know, she's actually right about that. See, that's the sad thing about it. You know, when I get shut down, not because of what I say about the CIA. They don't give that as a reason. I know that is a reason. We had Paul Craig Roberts shut down, the former, I think he was deputy head was his official title in the Reagan administration, in the economics advisor. But this is a guy who has been anti-war. He has opposed foreign aid. Paul Craig Roberts, I've interviewed him many times. He's been on InfoWars many times. He's been banned from Twitter. I don't know what they're going to ban him for. It'll probably be something he said about Halloween, right? It certainly won't be anything that he said about our foreign wars. And that's what they did to me, and that's what they're doing to Megyn Kelly, because she's actually right about that. Hate to say it. But here's an example. As they're firing her for saying that, an Iowa school teacher is being investigated for wearing blackface to a Halloween party. She was dressed as a character from Napoleon Dynamite called La Fonda. This first grade teacher, who's 32 years old, was seen posing for photos wearing dark makeup that made her appear to look African-American at the party on Friday night. So we can't have that. But the same people who are so incensed about that are the same people who are giving tons and tons of money, nearly $40 million, to an Irishman who is masquerading as an Hispanic for the election right after Halloween, Beto O'Rourke. This is the insane world. This is what I'm saying. I can't do better than The Onion or The Babylon Bee. The real news is even crazier. So we'll see what happens with Megyn Kelly. But then, again, we have this bomb that was supposedly sent through the mail with a timer on it. And as we broke that down yesterday, it's just a clock that you can get off of Amazon. It doesn't even have an alarm attached to it. I mean, if you're going to have something that's going to trigger a bomb, you would have to have an alarm circuit there. This is at least going to, when it gets to the particular time, it's going to generate something that's mechanical or electrical that will trigger the explosives. But then wait, they didn't have any explosives either and any detonators either. And they were sending it through the mail. What time was it going to arrive? We're not sure because it's the U.S. Post Office. We have no idea when your package is going to be there. Now, one of the people that got one of these suspicious packages, of course, was Robert De Niro. And there's a great bit of irony in that, isn't there? This is a guy who is famous for more than anything else for his F-bombs. And he just got bombed, literally. And I'm sure that when he saw it, it was a long cascade of F-words when he saw the bomb, just like his movies. I remember back when our kids were young, we used to screen what was going to be in the movies. And one of the things we'd look at, which I thought was kind of interesting, once I noticed that somebody was tabulating this, I kind of got interested in the fact that they would count how many and which profanities were in any the movies. And so you could look at it and you could say, well, look at this. This is how many times they say the F word. With Robert De Niro, he would have the F word in a 90-minute movie that was starring Robert De Niro. You would have the F word in there about 150 to 200 times. I'm not exaggerating. I couldn't believe it. I said, this is several times a minute, this guy. And so I'm sure when he saw it, it was, what the F is this? And I'm sure he immediately called the FBI. And now it is his movies that are bombing. And then he gets this effing bomb, which is nothing but a joke. Kind of like his movies, kind of like his political commentary. We'll be right back. We'll talk about how fake these bombs are and how it is being used by CNN. And that's one of the definitions of a false flag. You take something and you use it in a false way. Welcome back. We're going to get into the details of the Acme bomb that has been sent to the CNN headquarters. It's now been sent to Robert De Niro. I think James Clapper's gotten one now. I think his, it's activated when you clap your hands on. You know, clap on, clap off, something like that. But none of these are activated. They're not real. They're fake bombs. And of course, when they come back and say, you can't call this a false flag. Let's understand what a false flag is. Sometimes a false flag is a real, typically it's a real event. It's very, very rare that it is completely fake and crisis actors. I know that that's something that has gotten all the attention lately. But that is a pushback from the establishment to try to discredit what is really going on. I mean, we've had false flags. We've had the Reichstag flag, very famous early one that everybody knows about. The Vietnam War was based on a false flag there at the Gulf of Tonkin. We had the confession of Robert McNamara that it was a false flag. So, yeah, it didn't happen. We just used it. And say that's one of the key things. You can take something that was had an element of truth to it, a little bit of something happened, or maybe it didn't. Maybe nothing even happened. Maybe you just made it up. Maybe it wasn't a real event. You just made it up and used it. And that's really that kind of false flag. The problem is we've made false flag famous, and it's really InfoWars that did it. made that part of the common vernacular. But it's a term that has a lot of different variations to it. So you could have something that's a real event that was done by X, but you blame Y. X did it for the express purpose of blaming Y. That's kind of like the Reichstag flag, false flag. Or you can have something like that was done by Y, and they know it was done by Y, but they blame Z for it. That could be a real event that was blamed on somebody else, or it could be something that was real. They give you the real person who did it, but then they spin it and they use it for a different agenda. Or they elaborate. They make it into something much bigger than it really was. Like the Gulf of Tonkin incident. Did it really happen? Did a little bit of something happen that they then elevated into something that was way, way more than it was? Or, you know, was it a total lie? Was it a partial lie? Well, it doesn't really matter. They elevated it into a big war, didn't they? So you have all these different variations on false flags. Again, the one where you come in and say, nothing ever happened. They didn't, it's all crisis actors. That's typically nonsense. That's typically somebody from the CIA coming on your program and pushing that idea like Steve Pachinik did on this program after the Vegas shooting. So the question is, when we look at this, is this, we got a bomb like this delivered to you, okay? And it comes with a flag, an ISIS flag. Did they really want that to work as a bomb, or are they sending a message if they put a flag in there? If they put a clock on there, were they doing this, as I said yesterday, is this a as-seen-on-TV bomb? Because, you know, they don't put bombs like clocks like this to tell you just how many seconds you've got before the thing detonates. That's only for the movies, for dramatic effect. You don't want them to know when that's going to go off. They do have bombs that operate on timers. But you wouldn't send a bomb that operates on a timer through the U.S. mail because nobody knows what time the U.S. mail is going to get, package is going to get there. Nobody, including the U.S. mail, knows when it's going to get there. So you wouldn't do that. So the whole thing is nonsense. And as we look at this situation with Robert De Niro, you got a picture of it. And again, it's the same envelope, same text and everything from Debbie Wasserman Schultz's office, the return address. My question is anybody checking out the Awad brothers? All these things are coming from Wasserman Schultz's office. Is anybody checking out the Awan brothers? I know maybe they've gone back to Pakistan, but maybe they left behind some jihadis from Pakistan to work with Debbie Wasserman Schultz. That's a lead, isn't it? And to give you an idea just how crazy this is, we had yet another panic in New York. Time Warner Center was evacuated once again because people were triggered by toys. And I'm not repeating what I said before. Yeah, everybody was triggered by these kinds of toys the day before. Yesterday, they were triggered by some other toys that were left unattended in that same building. A pair of unattended gift boxes containing toys sparked a partial evacuation of the Time Warner Center in New York, just like the previous day. See, this is a serious thing. You know, we used to have bomb scares when I was in high school. People would want to get out of a final exam. And so they would call in a bomb scare and get everybody out of class and so forth. It's just kind of like the Democrats coming up to their midterm exams, and they know they're going to flunk. And so whether this is real or not, you've got CNN out there crying Wolf Blitzer, and they're trying to build this into something that is going to work out to their advantage so they can get out of this flunking midterm that they're coming from. The design of bombs that are targeting Trump critics came from the internet, they report, from the anarchist cookbook. No, I think it comes from the Acme bomb making factory. These are not the anarchist cookbook. That's real bombs that are out there. Now they're pushing that out there, folks. Again, this is another thing being put out by Reuters because they want to be able to censor free speech. This always comes down to whenever you look at the way these people spin it, it's always against President Trump, because here it is in the title. Design of bombs targeting Trump critics. Oh, this is coming from Trump and his supporters. See, that's the headline from Reuters. Then the content says, came from the internet. We got to censor the internet. No, that's these are cartoon bombs, as NBC pointed out. And it was, again, it's because CNN gave us the pictures that showed that it was a parody. They showed the parody ISIS flag. I mean, it's not even a real ISIS flag. It's a parody ISIS flag. Get her done. A meme from 2014 by the World News Bureau, as I reported yesterday. Now, as they're looking at this, we've had NBC New York reporting multiple suspected crude pipe bombs. They're not bombs if they don't have the capability to explode. They said they're not capable of exploding, so therefore they're not bombs. Stop calling them bombs. They are, as I said yesterday, potential explosive devices. Well, in order to fulfill the potential to be an explosive device, you have to have some explosives in it. This is more of an explosive device because this cartoon thing here that was put together by yesterday's crew actually has flares in it. It's actually got something that could catch fire, blow up or something, right? Those bombs don't. They're not capable of exploding. Yet law enforcement officials say they haven't analyzed all of them yet. Come on, they're all the same. They shot the same package. And they're saying they're all the same, but they don't know. They have to check these other ones. Well, let's send this same reporter that CNN sent to Syria to sniff this out. I remember when, and it was only 6 months ago, maybe you don't remember because, you know, we have these intense news cycles where everything is focused on one event like this or like the Khashoggi thing that we're talking about for the last 3 weeks before that or Kavanaugh before that. I mean, we had so many important stories. No, there was an important story back in April. They were trying to get us into a war, and CNN was pushing that fake narrative along with Nikki Haley. Does that tell you something, conservatives? Nikki Haley, CNN, pushing the same war, pushing the same nonsense, pushing the same false flag lies. Here's CNN's report when they sent the reporter to Syria to investigate the gas attack.
And there's definitely something that stings.
These backpacks belong to Malaz and Mesa, 7-year-old twins from Douma. They're a little shy, hesitant. We smelled something, Malaz says. Their mother, Umnur, tells us they remember everything vividly. They were hiding in a basement when the alleged chemical weapons attack in Douma took place. They could barely breathe. She felt her body go limp. She clawed her way up, dragging her daughters. But then the other strikes began. We were between two deaths, she remembers, either from the chemical strikes or the others on the rooftop.
All right, let's hold it right there. We eventually had Robert Fisk go there, and he talked to the doctors, and they said, yeah, these people were having respiratory issues. It was such an intense bombing campaign that the dust was getting to the point where people could not breathe. And then we had a white helmet come in and yell, it's sarin gas. And that was the panic, and everybody was convinced then that it was sarin gas. No, it was the dust. And so he went to talk to the white helmets, but they'd all been removed by British and U.S. military who were working with ISIS. We're protecting ISIS. And again, that CNN reporter, this is the same kind of stupidity that we're seeing here with Jim Acosta and fake Jake Tapper putting out all this stuff to show themselves as a victim, and then they get hoisted by their own petard, blown up by their own fake news bomb. That's exactly what happened to these guys, just like they did in Syria. If that was sarin gas, she would have been dead. It was nerve gas, as they were saying, not sarin gas, nerve gas. She would have been dead, but she sniffs it. They think it's a chemical gas, and they want you to think it's chemical gas, but they don't have any protective clothing.
Making sense common again, it's your host, David Knight.
So the question is, can CNN's news about the bombs pass the sniff test? Of course it can. They couldn't pass the sniff test 6 months ago when they were trying to sell the war that Nikki Haley and Theresa May were trying to sell. And all the information about the Salisbury gas attack was just as phony. But CNN proved that it was phony for us, even before we had Robert Fisk go in and do a real investigation. Talk to the doctors, talk to the people, try to talk to the white helmet ISIS people who had been taken out of there. Even before that happened, we could see that it was fake. CNN in there saying, that makes my nose burn. If it's nerve gas, you're not going to have a burning nose. Just like if it's nerve gas, you're not going to administer all the people on that park bench in Salisbury would have been dead. Skripal, his daughter, the doctor who worked on them for 30 minutes, who said, they looks like they've got opioid-like symptoms. You don't get opioid-like symptoms with Novichok. It's 8 times more potent than U.S. nerve gas. As Vladimir Putin smirked, he said, they'd be dead. They'd be dead. Show us the evidence. And so CNN showed us the evidence that they were lying inadvertently. And they did the same thing with this bomb. And so you have to ask the question, are these people evil? Are they really evil? I mean, I do think that CNN is evil. But maybe I'm being too hard on them. Maybe they're just incredibly stupid. No, I think they are evil. let's play this clip. We got Josh Campbell saying, even if the bomb mailer is crazy, even if we catch him and he's mentally ill, it's still Trump's fault. Here's Josh Campbell of CNN.
That is really troubling here. We've talked about the device and this crude nature. You know, we know that just because a device is unsophisticated doesn't mean it's not going to kill. But one of the larger, I think, threats here that is remaining, that's still ongoing, when you talk about the polarization, when you talk about this toxic climate, is if it in fact turns out, and we don't know, but if it turns out that this person was acting because of the heated rhetoric, because these officials who were targeted were also facing wrath from, you know, politicians, then what that means is that there's a segment of the population out there that's predisposed to act on, you know, these violent tendencies based on what viewers. Leaders and based on what, you know, what they're saying and what they're hearing and what they're tweeting. So again, that actually makes it more concerning for me as a former law enforcement officer. I'm not so much concerned whether this is a master bomb maker. Either way, this person can be deadly, because if it turns out, Jake, to be, you know, a mental issue or something of that nature, that still means that you have people out there that are taking in this messaging, that are acting on it. It's very troubling.
It's very troubling, the hypocrisy and the lies of CNN, isn't it? I mean, we can all agree, can't we, that if somebody is on a street, they're getting violent with people, that should be condemned, and yet they can't condemn Antifa, no matter when or where that happens. The anti-First Amendment people can never be condemned by CNN. They will always blame it on somebody that's being attacked, because they must have triggered the violence from the Antifa people. Now, see, here's an example. This guy is evil. He's evil for saying that. If it turns out the bomber was motivated to kill perceived enemies based on recent heated political attacks, those spewing the hate share the blame. And he says all these people who are getting these fake bombs are Democrats or progressives, and they have been the subject of wrath from the president, from his allies, and such. All of you are to blame. All of you need to have your speech taken down because you are putting out fake speech. When we come back, I'm going to prove to you just how evil these people are. It's their viewers who are stupid. You're not stupid. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. As I said, 6 months ago, we had Nikki Haley, we had Theresa May trying to push us into a war, and we couldn't get any information about that. There wasn't any investigation. They were just going to rush us into a war. And we all thought this was a false flag because we had seen this happen the previous 2 years, an annual event. The let's have a false flag and go into Syria event, just as The Syrian government is about to throw out our ISIS allies out of a stronghold. Then we're supposed to believe that he does the one thing that's going to be the excuse for U.S. and its French and British allies to come in and be the air force of Al-Qaeda. And they do it on an annual basis. Last year, they sexed it up a little bit more with a false flag attack in Salisbury against a Russian double agent. And we couldn't get any information about that. There was no investigation that was going to be held. We couldn't get any information. So CNN came to the rescue. They go there and they send in a reporter. She sniffs a backpack and says, ooh, that stings. That must really be nerve gas. So they go in and they do us all a service. Just as when we have these fake bombs being sent to all these people, the law enforcement investigators are keeping a lid on this. They're not going to tell people what's going on with this. They're not going to put out pictures, but Jim Acosta and fake Jake Tapper will, and they'll show us how ridiculous this whole thing is. Look, it's got a flag in it. Look, it's got a clock attached to it, a timer, which doesn't even have an alarm clock on it. And this thing was sent through the mail with a timer bomb on it. Again, you don't put countdown timers on things and real bombs. So they immediately show that it was fake, just like that CNN reporter sniffing the sarin gas. And we understand why they are pushing this narrative, elaborating on it. Again, when you look at the situation in Syria, there are people who are really suffocating from the dust, from the building, from the massive bombing campaign. People are dying. People are dying from the bombs. People are dying from the asphyxiation. Same situation that you had in 9/11 with the buildings coming down. But then they spin that and say, well, it was the Syrian government that sent out sarin gas or nerve gas or something like that. And same thing is happening now. That's why we're calling it just for the benefit of the people at the Hill who are complaining, saying that Twitter and Facebook are not doing enough to shut down what people are suspecting and talking about on social media. That's why people are saying this, because they understand that this is being sexed up. It's being used by CNN. They understand that these bombs are not real. But then you have somebody like CNN's Josh Campbell. I just played the clip for you. He says, if the package bomber turns out to be somebody with mental health issues, that doesn't mean President Trump is off the hook. We're still going to blame him, and we're going to blame his supporters. That's how evil they are and how stupid their viewers are. And just to underscore how evil they are, John Brennan comes out and is angry at Trump and screams at President Trump and says, look in the mirror. You're encouraging violence. This is the John Brennan who ran the CIA. This is the John Brennan who defended drone assassination strikes. This is the John Brennan who defended so many drone strikes that they were blowing up weddings where there was totally nobody there at all, killing innocent people. And then also, when they would, just to make sure, this is the John Brennan. Look in the mirror, John, when you talk about evil, when you want to blame somebody for violence. This is the John Brennan who talked about a disposition matrix. Yeah, he didn't have a mailing list. He had a disposition matrix, and they were disposing of people, even American citizens, who had not been given due process. I reported about the black journalist reporting from Syria, and he's not on either side. He's a journalist. But somebody put him on the disposition matrix that was created and defended by John Brennan. And he has now survived 5 attempted drone strikes. And he said after the 3rd one, he realized that these things were coming after him. And he's contacted a lawyer to try to figure out how to get off of that list that John Brennan put him on, that John Brennan and his CIA are trying to kill him. He said, find out, get me off this list. There's no reason for me to be on this list. But it is also a star chamber process, just like the no-fly list is a star chamber process. You don't know you're on it. He didn't know he was on it until they missed him the 3rd time. And you don't know you're on the no-fly list. And then when you find out you're on the no-fly list, you can't find out how to get off of it. There's nobody to talk to. There's no due process. You can't get any answers for why you were put on that list. You're not allowed to confront your accusers. You're not given a day in court. You're not given the presumption of innocence. So, John Brennan, you look in the mirror. Some of this stuff is a joke. But when we get to people like John Brennan, he needs to look in the mirror about violence. And he needs to look in the mirror about how he has destroyed the rule of law in this country. And then gets on CNN and prattles about it as he criticizes President Trump. This guy needs to be in Gitmo. John Brennan needs to be locked up at the very least. He is a traitor to this country. And he deserves more than a toy bomb. He deserves due process. And what comes for traitors after due process? He deserves a due process that he doesn't give to other people. You know, they actually, when they send in these drone attacks, they'll send in the first wave. They'll do it once. And then they'll wait for the ambulance to come. And then they'll bomb the ambulance. We saw that in the video when they shot up the place. That was a video that was released by Bradley Manning. And he showed the pictures of the people laughing about it, shooting from a distance. They shot up all these people. One of them was a journalist carrying a camera. And then they waited and just kind of hovered around there until the ambulance came and started picking people up. And then they shot the ambulance up and shot up the rescuers. And that's what they still do. And John Brennan defends that with their drone strikes. They call it a double tap. A double tap. So he says, John Brennan says to President Trump, this CIA murderer, says, look in the mirror. You're encouraging physical violence. You're disgraceful. The American people deserve much better. By the way, your critics will not be intimidated into silence. John Brennan, I'm not going to be intimidated into silence by criminal thugs like you. You're worse than any mafia we've ever had in this country. You got more power. You got more firepower than the mafia ever had. And you're more ruthless than the mafia was. You're far more dangerous than the gangsters portrayed in The Godfather. Chuck Todd coming out. All these people saying, oh, look at this. We got all these conspiracy theorists. We got to shut down on social media. And Chuck Todd comes out and says, I'm worried it's the Russians behind all the mail bomb stuff. That's his conspiracy theory. Let's play the clip of Chuck Todd concerned that it's the Russians.
This feels like a spot. I have this fear that it could be some Russian operation, too, in designed to do what's happening now. More of this, you know, and so in some ways we shouldn't rule out.
We can't rule out the Russians. The Russians are always behind everything. Let me tell you something, and I'm going to get into this later when I talk about the censorship of Paul Craig Roberts. It's the neocons and the CIA and the NSA, people like John Brennan, the people who tried to orchestrate this coup, who came up with all this false information about President Trump, who created this false Russian narrative. Not only to try to take out President Trump, but they're using it to silence everybody that is not part of their controlled Mockingbird media. And they are the ones behind this. NATO, the Atlantic Council, they are the ones that are out there. They're saying it's Russians that we're taking down when they take down 800 news sites, when they take down InfoWars. They're saying it's the Russians. And here's Chuck Todd talking about the toy bomb campaign from Wile E. Coyote. And he says, I think it's the Russians. This is absolutely amazing. Evil and stupid. Evil and stupid. That's CNN. We'll be right back with more stuff from CNN. And we'll have a little bit of sanity from Dan Bongino as he talks about what these bombs are really about. Stay with us. Be right back. The fake media campaign that's been conducted by CNN and the establishment press, but primarily by CNN. They really have become the center of all this. You know, we've talked about CNN. We've called them the Clinton News Network. We've called them the CIA News Network. I think now they've become the crazy news network, the cartoon news network, except that they're rated below the cartoon network because they're not even funny. Well, actually, they are funny. kind of a dark sense of humor. I guess you got to find some humor in some of this stuff or it'd be just too depressing. MSNBC is trying to edge out CNN in the fake news ratings. They're suggesting that the mail bomb suspect reads the Drudge Report and Fox News. MSNBC's Ben Collins suggested the person responsible for the mail bomb scare probably reads the conservative news website, the Drudge Report, on Thursday. Well, that's pretty good odds, Ben, because almost everybody reads the Drudge Report, including you, Ben, if you admit to it. I mean, Matt Drudge is America's news editor. And I'm sure that Ben Collins takes a look to see what stories Matt Drudge is covering. He's far more relevant to the news cycle than Ben Collins or MSNBC or the New York Times or the Washington Post or all of them combined, quite frankly. So, yes, I imagine the person does read the Drudge Report if they can read. And I think they can read because they were able to put Debbie Wasserman Schultz's address on there. But maybe what we need to do is we need to be concerned not so much about the Drudge Report, but maybe about Larry the Cable Guy or even Sam Hyde. You know, we should. I want to know where Sam Hyde was when all this was happening. Sam Hyde, the comedian, who has shown up in many places, and 4chan always puts him out as the person who is the person that's being searched for whenever there is a mass shooting. And I got blocked by fake Jake Tapper when CNN reported that Sam Hyde was the shooter. I think it was the shooting. They do it every shooting. I think it was the shooting that happened at the Texas church. And I tweeted to Jake Tapper. I said, you know that Sam Hyde is a joke, right? Kind of like your network. You know it's fake news, don't you, Jake? And he goes, we didn't report that. That was coming from a congressperson that we spoke to. And it's like, oh, okay, just that's how you vet your sources, right? If you like your source at CNN, then the information is true, right? In other words, if Hillary says it, it's true. If a Democrat congressman says it's true. Even if it's a Democrat congressman who says it's Sam Hyde, it's true to CNN. It's true to fake Jake. That's why they're the laughing stock of everybody. I want to play for you a clip of Dan Bongino talking about how these bombs look and how it was amateurized up on purpose. Yeah, they put that flag in there. They put the little display clock on there. Just like 24, call Jack Bauer. Here's Dan Bongino, a guy who is, he's not Dan, Jack Bauer. This is a real version of Jack Bauer. Here's Dan Bongino.
Officials said investigators were examining the possibility that they were hoax devices that were constructed to look like bombs but would not have exploded. What does that mean?
Well, Steve, this makes all the sense in the world, what you just said. I don't know. Let me just get this out because there's no easy way to explain this. When you're this amateur, and these devices are amateurish at best, they show all the hallmarks of someone who had absolutely no idea what they were doing. One of the things you see in incidents like this in the past is that when you're so amateur, the bomber typically blows himself up. Or there'll be some kind of a signal they let out. They blow up something in an apartment they're constructing, and people call the cops. Anyone who has experience in this has seen that before. But you don't see this. No one called the cops. No one obviously busted this guy or woman in advance. And so you have these two contrasting bits of information. It's so rookie and amateurish. But then on the other hand, they were delivered and didn't detonate, showing some degree of precision, which says to me that they were intentionally amateurish. It was someone who knew what they were doing and chose to not have them go off. In other words, to terrorize, it's still going to terrorize people, no doubt about that. But there's something about this that makes absolutely no sense. You can't be amateurish, but then have these devices, not all of them, not go off. Misspelled, and nothing happened beforehand.
Misspelled Debbie Wasserman Schultz's last name. Misspelled Brennan's last name. Got the wrong network when it comes to Brennan.
Right.
And I also say there was no blasting cap in the package to CNN.
And by the way,
yeah, in order for these things to be dangerous, it's really amateurish when you make a bomb and it doesn't have any explosives or detonators in it. That was early. I'll give Dan a little bit of a break there. That was early days We subsequently saw the flag. We subsequently saw the clock attached to it and so forth. It's extremely amateur, unless you're trying to do a joke. And again, folks, bomb scares are not a joke. It's a very serious crime when you do something like that. It's a very serious crime when you send powder through the mail to somebody because you want to make them think that it's anthrax or something. That's a serious crime. Whoever did this is going to go to jail, and rightfully so. That's not something you joke about. Except that, you know, if it was a liberal, it would just be a joke. It'd be okay. Just like they get away with all these other crimes, even when they commit real crimes, even when people really die from these different issues. Again, you know, you're going to have a situation, you're going to put a flag there. Why would you put a flag if it's a serious bomb? Why would you have a timer on it if you're going to send it through the mail? Why would you have a clock on there to let you know the amount of time that it's going to count down unless this is a TV show? I mean, all of this stuff is just nonsense. You've got another cop. I just saw him this morning, Bernie Carrick. He was the former New York City police commissioner. He was a guy that I reported yesterday. So they had him at CNN, and they wanted him to talk about what happens in terms of investigating bombs and so forth and so on. And he said, I sat there for 10 minutes, and I listened to a rant from John Brennan attacking President Trump. And he said, I just took off the mic and walked out. I'm not going to be a part of politicizing this thing. And he has now said, we're going to have a target in sight within 2 or 3 days. This morning, he was saying, these things are totally fake. They're totally fake. They're still going to arrest somebody, and somebody is still going to go to jail. But he knows that it's fake. Everybody knows at this point that it's fake. And how is fake news CNN using that? That's the real issue, as I said. Just as Bernie Carrick walked out of CNN because, and I've played this for you, John Brennan screaming at President Trump. You got Chuck Todd blaming the Russians and so forth. CNN has been putting up chyrons. That's the lower third. Down there, you know, where they, as the people are talking, they've got their logo down there, and then they've got some text that tells you, kind of summarizes it. Their chyron said at 1:13 yesterday, manhunt for serial bomber going after Trump's targets. See, it's Trump who is targeting these people. They said, even if the person is crazy, it's Trump who is to blame. And that's what they're putting on their chyrons. And then this morning, they had another one saying Trump targets. Wolf Blitzer, crying wolf. The one common thread between all these bombs, all those people targeted, are President Trump's punching bags.
Making Sense Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. It's kind of interesting as we look at this and we look at how crazy CNN has gotten. Again, putting up lower thirds that say these people are all Trump's targets. We're covering Trump's targets who have been sent bombs. Well, the bombs are fake and the blame is fake. That's why you got people all over social media saying that this is a false flag attack. CNN is taking a bomb scare that is real. But it's fake bombs, and then they're playing the victim, and then they are falsely assigning blame. And then when people push back on it, we've got multiple articles here from CNN complaining about conspiracy theories from other people. I've spent the last hour giving you the conspiracy theories of CNN. And here's one, debunking the despicable false flag theory of mail bombs. This is on CNN. So these people have suggested with zero evidence that it's all one big hoax. What evidence does CNN have for any of this stuff? And yet they've said they're going to blame President Trump regardless. This person could be crazy. Well, let me tell you something. The person who did this is crazy because the person who did this as a practical joke is going to go to jail. That's my definition of crazy. So yeah, they're going to do this. They're going to blame people for this. CNN has suggested with zero evidence, people like Brennan and others, people like Wolf Blitzer, are saying that Trump is targeting these people, that Trump is to blame. And then in this article, they come after everybody else they can think of. You know, they come after InfoWars. They come after Michael Savage, Rush Limbaugh, Fox News Network host Lou Dobbs. This is Chris Saliza. And then what he does is he ties them all to Sandy Hook. Sandy Hook. Well, you know what? Nobody died in these mailings, did they? Nobody died in the mailings. But that's not the definition of a false flag. As I've said before, that has become the way people debunk false flags. It's extremely rare. It's far more effective with a false flag to have real victims and then to have a phony problem or to offer a solution that you've already got out there, you know, like 9/11. So you sex something up, something that really happened. You elaborate on that. You blame a different party for that. It doesn't mean to say that there's a false flag, that you are the one who did this from the very beginning. It just means in many cases that you're the one who seized on a real event and then attached it to somebody that you want to destroy, or you attached it to an agenda that you want to use to destroy our rights. That's usually the way a false flag is used. But now what they do is they always say a conspiracy theory, and we're going to tie all these people now. So now you got Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh on the Fox News Network being tied by Chris Saliza at CNN to Sandy Hook. To Sandy Hook. And again, we had the Sandy Hook thing. We had an investigator who had been a highway patrol officer as well as a school administrator. He had investigated every single school shooting since Columbine, and he had never been censored and threatened like he had been at Sandy Hook. So he had him on and said, yeah, so what is why do you think this is happening? Why have you been personally threatened when you're living in Florida for asking information about this? You're a school's consultant. Why would they do this to you? We had him debate somebody who believed, who disagreed with him on all the different points. But you're not allowed to do that. And so they have used this. People like Megyn Kelly, who's just been fired, used this to attack Alex Jones, to sue Alex Jones and so forth. And now they're using this to say, you can't push back on our false narrative, our false conclusions about fake bombs and how we're using them as a fake political attack against President Trump. Because Sandy Hook, that's the way they're doing this. Nonsense. Total nonsense. I hope it's obvious to everybody what these people are doing. Lou Dobbs comes out. And again, CNN attacks him. Lou Dobbs peddles a conspiracy theory about suspicious packages because Lou Dobbs tweeted out, he said, fake bombs. Who could possibly benefit by so much fakery? Yeah, good question. And CNN is trying to use the fake bombs to their advantage, right? Then he deleted the tweet, and he posted a second tweet. In the second tweet, Lou Dobbs wrote, fake news has just successfully changed the narrative from the onslaught of illegal immigrants and broken border security to suspicious packages. And then CNN says several employees at Fox News expressed dismay about Dobbs' tweets. One senior Fox News employee, I wonder who that could be. I wonder if that would be Shepard Smith, the guy that I played the clip for yesterday when he got so triggered about somebody tweeting back as he was giving his fake news. Shepard Smith hates Fox News. He hates the conservatives. The only thing conservative about Fox News anymore are the commentators in the evening, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson. And he hates that. He hates that. Laura Ingraham. He hates them. He says, you're fake news. You're fake. I'm the real news, says Shepard Smith. And so when somebody tweeted at him that what he was saying about the caravan was wrong, he attacked them. He attacked President Trump. So when they say one senior Fox News employee told CNN Business, I wonder what senior Fox News employee that could be. I'm just guessing. I'm just a conspiracy theorist myself, but I've got a list here. And of course, he's not the only one at Fox News that doesn't like conservative principles, but they say a senior Fox News employee. That would be it. I mean, if it was a Fox News employee, there's a lot of Fox News employees that don't like conservative information getting out there, but he is a very senior one. And this is what that senior Fox News employee, whether it was Shepard Smith or not, said. It's people like Dobbs who really ruin it for all the hardworking journalists at Fox. Oh, that sounds just like Shepard Smith, doesn't it? It's people like Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham that really ruin it for the rest of us real people like Shepard Smith. And most of the people out there are saying, who? Lou Dobbs is right. The sad thing about it is that, Lou, you shouldn't be intimidated by these people. You shouldn't be intimidated by people like Shepard Smith. You shouldn't be intimidated by Twitter. You think that this is suspicious because it is suspicious. You know it's suspicious. Go with what you think. Don't self-censorship. That's the worst thing that you can do as a citizen is to self-censorship. And that's what social media is trying to get you to do. They want you to censor yourself. And you must not censor yourself. Make them censor you. Don't do it to yourself. Don't do it to yourself. It's the difference between being murdered by a psychopath and committing suicide. And I'm not about to commit suicide with my free speech. Not going to do it. I'm not going to kill my free speech. They're going to have to kill my free speech. And I'm going to fight them to keep that from happening. And Lou Dobbs, you need to do that as well. Michael Moore is out there. Trump knows he's encouraging the person who mailed the bombs and so forth. Well, let's take a look at what they didn't take a look at. As I said yesterday when I started talking about this, I said, you know, there's been a lot of real bombing campaigns that have been happening the last couple of days, real wars that have happened. Nobody wants to pay attention to those. We had on the same day that this stuff was happening, at the same exact time that suspicious packages, which turned out to be toy bombs, were sent to President Obama's residence and to the Clintons' residence and to CNN. At the same time that was happening, a Republican in Congress, a Republican running for Congress, rather, in New Jersey, got a written threat that mentioned his seven children. It was a letter sent to him. And in the letter, it said, what the F is wrong with you, you S-bag? Maybe it was Robert De Niro. Has anybody checked to see the handwriting? You better hope you don't win or else. How many kids do you have? Seven? That's an unlucky seven. This is what we think of you. It's time to get out of politics. And so this candidate, his name is Weber, is a five-term state assemblyman. He said, criticizing a candidate on the issues is part of politics. Threatening my children is not. We're thankful for the support of law enforcement as we work to find out who is behind this gutless act. There's a bright line, folks, between political speech and threats. Welcome back. I'm going to take a look at some updates in the midterm elections that are coming. We've had some interesting withdrawals of endorsements from people as the Democrats are collapsing in the polls. I remember, as I was saying, you know, I remember bomb scares from when I was in high school when it usually turned out somebody who wasn't ready for the midterm exams, calling a bomb scare to try to buy some more time or try to change what's happening here. Well, that seems to be what's going on with CNN. They're elaborating a fake bomb scare. And I'm not saying that Jake Tapper sent the stuff to himself or any other people. That's not what I'm talking about when I talk about a false flag. I'm saying they're taking a bomb scare with fake bombs, and they are elaborating this, and they are assigning blame on all of this to the Republicans, and then trying to use this to take up all of the news cycle away from what is really happening at the border. We're not going to let them do that. We're going to talk about what's going on at the border. We're going to talk about the elections in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the massive sale that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. And of course, it's important that you support us at this point in time. We have been the tip of the spear in terms of the efforts to take people down. We just had Paul Craig Roberts banned by Twitter. It's happening to everybody who is conservative or libertarian. But of course, they came after InfoWars first because we've been so effective. And you've got to push back against this. We're not going to let them do this. And I hope you're going to stand with us as you have in the past. We really do appreciate your support. We've got the biggest sale we've ever had to thank you and to push this at this point in time. We have 50% discount on all the products that we have at InfoWars Life, all the health products that we have. And we have free shipping store-wide. And so this is all the different products that we have, the InfoWars Life products at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like BrainForce Plus, our super blue fluoride-free toothpaste that has the good halogen, and it has nano silver. It's got the good halogen iodine in it, and it's got the nano silver to fight bacteria and virus, because bacteria causes gum disease, leads to tooth loss, leads to heart disease, many other things. We also have our colloidal silver, Silver Bullet, is also 50% off. Again, it's all InfoWars Life products, 50% off and free shipping on everything. So take a look at the products we have there. Many different products, all for your health, all 50% off and all free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. As I was just saying, it's kind of interesting how they will focus on certain things and ignore other things, isn't it? I said that when everybody was focused on Khashoggi. I said, well, you know, we can not pay any attention to what the Saudis have been doing for a very long time, but we'll focus on this heinous crime. And, of course, it is very easy for them to do that. It's not just a statistic when it happens to an individual and it's recorded on a phone. But it was also about the fact that he was a journalist. Well, you know, there was another journalist that worked for the Washington Post that died. They didn't talk about that. And it was a guy that his name was Jerry Wolkowitz. He's an American Jewish journalist. And guess what? He worked for the Washington Post, too, just like Khashoggi. And yet they didn't talk about the fact that he was attacked and killed because he was white. Simply because he was white. We had this story a couple of days ago. I didn't talk about it. He was a 55-year-old journalist. He was a volunteer first responder. And he was a son of a Jewish Holocaust survivor, victim of a vicious, racially motivated attack. Died at the age of 56 after nearly 6 months on life support. The person who killed him, 25-year-old Jamil Hubbard, allegedly approached him from behind, punched him in the head and face, then pulled his body into the parking lot of an apartment building in New Jersey and ran over him with his car, leaving him for dead. Attacking him and killing him, he said, because of his race, because he was white. Didn't go after him because he was Jewish, went after him because he was white. But of course, he might have gone after him because he was Jewish. But we can't pay any attention to that. We have to focus on Khashoggi, right? We got Claire McCaskill, who wants a journalist investigated because he exposed information about who she's getting donations from. Now, you would think that the press would be concerned about that. Here you have a very high-profile race, and the truth was printed about a candidate who is sinking rapidly in the polls. And she wants him punished. That, of course, would be James O'Keefe with Project Veritas. What he did was he exposed the fact that Claire McCaskill in Missouri is, of course, pro-abortion. But she's trying to hide that. And he captured footage of campaign workers who were talking about how they hid that. In the undercover video, one of the campaign workers says, "It's effing beautiful how Planned Parenthood indirectly supports McCaskill's campaign." At another point, two staffers tell the undercover investigator from Project Veritas why Planned Parenthood has not been a big supporter of McCaskill's campaign, even though she has a 100% pro-abortion voting record. They said, well, Planned Parenthood doesn't donate directly to Claire because they don't want to ostracize pro-life Democrats in Missouri. So they go through other means to support and give money. They don't directly give money from their PAC. Well, who gives her money? Well, it turns out that the top donor for Claire McCaskill is Emily's List. It is a pro-abortion PAC, but it's not as well known as Planned Parenthood. They have given $630,000 to her campaign, according to Open Secrets. And now it is an open secret. And now, because a journalist got campaign workers talking about this open secret and became more open, she wants the authorities to attack this journalist. No outrage about that from the left, is there? Interestingly enough, what she said, there's reason to believe, she said, that Project Veritas committed fraud that violated the state's Merchandising Practices Act. Look, if you talk about certain issues, right? You talk about the CIA, or you talk about Planned Parenthood, they will come after you. They'll say that they're taking you down because you are bullying somebody. Yeah, you're bullying the people who rip babies apart for a living. Just as they came after Centers for Medical Progress, right? What happened? Did they shut down Planned Parenthood? No, no, no. Their political patrons in Washington, like Claire McCaskill, protect them. No, they came after the Center for Medical Progress in California. And so Claire McCaskill wants to see the same thing happen in Missouri. The only problem is she's appealing to the attorney general, who happens to be her opponent in the race. I don't think he's going to do that. I don't think he's going to do that. She's asking her opponent, Attorney General Josh Hawley, to investigate the videos that expose her as a pro-abortionist. Don't think that's going to work. You know, when we go back and we look at this Khashoggi thing, I just think it's amazing. As I said, you know, we can ignore the war in Yemen. We can ignore the public executions in Saudi Arabia. We can ignore the fact, as they point out, Gateway Pundit, that back in 2011, we all saw the video of an abused maid being beheaded in the streets of Saudi Arabia. We can ignore the religious police. We can ignore the fact that even after this enlightened reformer, Mohammed bin Salman, graciously allows women to drive, they're not going to be able to travel anywhere without the permission and accompaniment of a male guardian. We can ignore all that. We got to focus on this guy, Khashoggi, who was not simply a journalist, but he was an ally of Al-Qaeda. And that doesn't make Mohammed bin Salman a good guy. You know, they have multiple groups of jihadis, all of them bad. The Sunnis are bad. The Shias are bad. The Wahhabis are bad. The Saudis are bad. The Iranians are bad. They're all bad. We don't have, just because they're opposed to one of these evil terrorist groups doesn't mean that they're not an evil terrorist group themselves. And of course, the Saudis are maybe one of the worst ones because they're allied with the CIA. Boko Haram. That's a jihadi Islamic group, right? Didn't pay any attention to the fact that they were macheting men to pieces in the streets, just like this lady was beheaded in the streets in Saudi Arabia by the establishment there. This just happened. You had Boko Haram jihadis, and again, Boko Haram, Haram means forbidden, right? And Boko Haram means your education is forbidden. They have displaced 1,300 people. They reportedly cut men into pieces with machetes. They've set houses on fire in weekend attacks this last weekend. And these are the people that go in, and because education is forbidden, especially for girls, they will go in and capture and abduct all the girls in a girls' school. Yeah, but we don't pay attention to that.
Sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. As I said, if you go after Planned Parenthood, they'll come after you as a journalist. We saw that happen with Center for Medical Progress. It's coming. They're coming after Project Veritas, or at least Claire McCaskill wants to. I'm going to talk a little bit more about how the Democrats are starting to melt down and how desperate they've become. There's a motivation for you for these fake bomb attacks. You know, of course, I'm not saying that they necessarily sent these things, but they are certainly using this. And they're using this to try to spin this in their direction. You know, we look at the way things happened with Khashoggi, very rapidly they switched over to this narrative with the fake bomb attacks. But I think it's interesting that in the UK and in France, people are asking why they're not acting the same way that they did with Syria. In the UK, they're saying the government is getting a lot of pressure to use the same kind of sanctions that they used in the aftermath of the fake assassination attempt with Sergei Skripal and his daughter, who were poisoned, evidently, from what the Swiss lab that was tasked with the examination by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. They have only a handful of labs, less than a half dozen labs worldwide that are authorized to do this. They said, well, you know, it looks like they were poisoned with BZ, which is it's listed as a chemical weapon, but it is a class 2, not a class 1 like Novichok would be. That means that it has other uses other than just as a weapon. It has industrial uses. And of course, that wasn't a good thing for the UK. They took several months to do that. They had already meted out what they considered to be their punishment. They were not able to get their war with Syria because President Trump pulled back on that, fortunately. But they were pushing for that. They still got their sanctions, however. Still got their sanctions. And so they're saying, well, we should have some more sanctions for this Salisbury attack. Again, when that Swiss lab looked at it, they said, well, it's got BZ gas in it. BZ gas would give you the opioid-like symptoms that the doctor who treated Skripal and his daughter for 30 minutes said they exhibited. Again, if it was nerve gas, if it was Novichok, they would all be dead. But if it was BZ gas, or BZ, whatever that substance is, not a gas, but if it was BZ, then they would have exhibited the exact symptoms that they did exhibit. And then the Swiss lab said, oh, and there was an undegraded virgin. That was their words, undegraded and virgin sample of Novichok. Oh, isn't that interesting how that got in there? Considering that it was only about 7 miles away from Porton Down, their chemical weapons facility training, it looked like it was just put in there at the last minute because they didn't get the sample for months, till months later. So now they're pressuring the government. They say, you know, this is so bad. What happened to Khashoggi? Why aren't we having sanctions for that? Because you did sanctions against the Russians when Skripal was presumably poisoned by Russians. Those two Russians who arrived at exactly the time, same time as each other, all the way down to the same second. You look at the snapshot footage, they were time traveling or something. I mean, two different places at exactly the same timestamp. They forgot to take out the Photoshop timestamp. Nevertheless, they're not going to put those sanctions on for Saudi Arabia. Why is that? Oh, interesting, isn't it? And then you have Emmanuel Macron. He is at a naval defense show this Tuesday. And journalists ask him, is France going to halt weapons sales like Germany did? Are they going to halt weapons sales to Riyadh, Saudi Arabia? And he said, this has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Wait a minute. He was talking about defense. He was talking about weapon sales at a defense show. And they asked him, are you going to sell weapons to the Saudis? This has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Nothing. So I won't answer that question. I'm sorry. But as long as I'll be in office, this is how it will be, whether people like it or not, you stupid English type.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Let me tell you how desperate the Democrats are. The Democrats are so desperate that Biden is their A-team. They're trying to pull Florida out. And so they send Joe Biden there after he only got 193 people in Las Vegas, a blue state. They send him to rally the troops for the final push in Florida. That's how bad things are looking for the Democrats. They are so desperate at CNN to sex up the toy bomb stories. And so Joe Biden, this got my attention because Joe Biden went to the university that I graduated from, University of South Florida in Tampa. My alma mater right there. And this is what he had to say. He couldn't remember where he was. And he's at University of South Florida in Tampa. He's trying to rally everybody for his big moment. Oh, I really love this place, Miami, or wherever I am. Here's Joe Biden in Tampa. And he can't remember where he is. got the sign there. Winning ticket. Yeah, winning ticket. All right.
Well, I can see. It's great to be with you all. You know, Bill, we have a rule back in Delaware you don't have here in Miami, in Florida. You know, that is, if you keep an audience standing more than 15 minutes, you lose them. So I'm already lost, y'all. But all kidding aside, I tell you what, I'm glad to be here at the University of South Florida. 7-0. 7-0. Whoa.
7-0. They're doing better than he's doing with crowds or city locations. Yeah, he goes, here to be in Florida or whatever. I'm in Florida somewhere. Where am I? Yeah, he's, I don't know, he's lost the plot, hasn't he? I think the Democrats have lost the plot. Tampa Bay Times, the biggest name to come through the area since late July is how they billed Joe Biden coming in. But he couldn't remember where he was. He was there, of course, to promote Bill Nelson running for re-election as senator, and Andrew Gillum running for governor. And he fumbled the ball. And this is happening at a very bad time for Andrew Gillum. Because, you know, they had these debates, and you had DeSantis, as a former prosecutor, asked him some direct questions. Well, did the undercover agent, you know, they had a lot of corruption that was happening in Tallahassee while he was mayor. He's trying to dump this off onto an assistant. The problem is that he took a trip and he got tickets. He took a trip, I think it's to the Caribbean somewhere. He also got tickets to see Hamilton on Broadway. He was accompanied by an FBI sting officer. And then they, as part of the sting, they awarded a multi-million dollar contract. And so DeSantis said, did you or did you not pay? And he would not say whether or not he had paid for the vacation or for the Broadway tickets. He avoided that completely. Now, he did lie about signing a pledge, and that has been exposed by everybody now. And as a result, this pledge really upset the law enforcement officers there. 38 Florida sheriffs have demanded that Andrew Gillum withdraw from this anti-cop pledge. This happened yesterday. 38 elected Florida sheriffs on Thursday called on Florida Democrat gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum to immediately and unequivocally withdraw his support for a radical organization that's called Freedom's Pledge. He signed this Freedom's Pledge. And this is what it has to, what they had to say. They said, we want you to unequivocally withdraw your pledge to the organization Dream Defenders. The pledge you signed not only calls for you to defund police and prisons, but the papers that accompany this pledge wrongly claim, quote, police were never meant to protect and serve me and you. Police and prisons have no place in justice. Police and prisons aren't just racist, but they work to enforce the separations of rich and poor. And that last phrase says it all, folks. Police in prison, everything that he doesn't like is racist, and it is about rich and poor, because he is a somebody who plays the race card. He is part of the Soros left, playing his racial identity card and playing the socialist division card in terms of economics, the socialist envy card. And that's really what Andrew Gillum is. Now, he had said earlier in the week at the televised debate, DeSantis had said, the fact is, Andrew signed a pledge with Dream Defenders pledging his support. He signed this radical manifesto. Gillum denied it. Gillum said, I have no idea what he is talking about. Just like he dodged the issues about corruption with his tenure there as mayor. And as Breitbart pointed out, not only did he sign the pledge, but he has evidenced a close personal and professional relationship with the organization, Dream Defenders, the group that promoted the pledge. Gillum has talked about aiding the group's activism. He's written in strong support of Dream Defenders and of its co-founder, Philip Agnew. And in turn, Agnew himself recently described a long, close working and personal relationship with Gillum and said he considers Gillum to be, quote, part of the movement. PolitiFact noted that Dream defenders confirmed that Gillum signed the pledge. PolitiFact said Gillum signed a Dream Defenders Freedom Papers elected officials pledge in June of 2018. What a short memory he has. I mean, that was only 4 months ago. I have no idea what pledge you're talking about. It's kind of like when Mohammed bin Salman came on his glamour tour to the West. Somebody asked him about Wahhabism. He says, I do not know what you mean. I do not know what that word is. And DeSantis doesn't know anything about this. Folks, though, this racial and socialist agenda that Andrew Gillum is the frontman for is funded by the big billionaires. He's gotten a lot of money from Soros, a lot of money from Tom Steyer. He is openly funded by these guys. And he has made that very clear over and over again. And they've made their support of him very, very clear as well. He signed this back in June, along with three other Democrat gubernatorial candidates, according to Dream Defenders spokesperson. Summers, the spokesperson, said that 30 Florida politicians have signed the pledge. But he was lying about it at the debate. And so 2 days later, you have 38 elected Florida sheriffs say, take your name off of that. Now, the reality is that it's going to make their job really difficult as well. Not just that he hates them, that he thinks that there shouldn't be any police, there shouldn't be any prisons. He doesn't think there should be any borders. And he thinks that Florida should be one great big sanctuary city. That's one of the reasons why he is supported by all these billionaires, because they're globalists. They're pushing socialism. They're pushing the open border globalist agenda. And as Breitbart points out, DeSantis said Florida will have sanctuary cities. Actually, it'll become a sanctuary state if Gillum becomes governor. They're going to pop up all over Florida. If we look at Arizona, we have the candidate there, and I've got some amazing comments coming from her coming up later in the broadcast. Kyrsten Sinema, boy, she went on an attack against stay-at-home moms. But she also doesn't like the police. And she doesn't like guns either. And you got Arizona State Troopers Association has now withdrawn their endorsement of her. They wouldn't say why. Breitbart said, well, you know, maybe it is the gun control, maybe it is something else. But they had endorsed her. Now they have withdrawn their endorsement of that Democrat Senate candidate, Sinema. They're in a lot of trouble across the country. And I'm going to talk about Joe Manchin when we come back. He is also failing in the polls. Look at some of these polls. A 19-point swing in just a couple of weeks. They are desperate to change the narrative. They don't want to talk about the open borders. They don't want to talk about gun control. They don't want to talk about their radical gender issues either. Stay with us. We'll be right back. As I said, we've got Kyrsten Sinema in trouble. She's sinking in the polls. You've had the Arizona State Troopers Association withdraw their endorsement of her. She is heavily pushing gun control, among other things. She hates the family, hates heterosexual mothers who stay at home. She's had very vicious things to say about the state of Arizona itself. So, you know, we talk about all these states being laboratories for democracy. Well, I think Arizona is a meth lab. And she said that over and over again at speeches. Now, we had the Arizona State Troopers finally withdraw their endorsement of her. Of course, she has in the past pushed to license all gun owners, and expand background checks. She wants to ban assault weapons. That's what she has said in the past. Now she's saying, well, I'm not going to respond to any questions about that at this point in time. It's wait until after the election, then she'll let you know where she stands on those issues. She told you before where she stands on them. Pay attention. And it's not just her. We've also got Joe Manchin, who's running into trouble. Joe Manchin, who, remember, he ran as, look at me, I'm kind of a Republican, Trump Democrat. He was governor in West Virginia, And he tried to, I got news here that we have just caught the bomber, or the, I guess we could say the toy manufacturer. We're going to get information about that in just a minute. I wonder if it was one of a demented elf of Santa sending out packages early, because these things are toys. This is a bomb scare, and the person needs to go to jail. But, folks, they're not bombs. They're not bombs. We need to understand it was a bomb scare. It was a fake bomb. And we don't want people crying wolf. That's why we don't listen to Wolf Blitzer at CNN. And we understand how that they're using this. We've got the story up at Infowars.com. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Before we do, I do want to talk about how things are collapsing for the Democrats and how they're trying to salvage this by using the toy bomb scare. Joe Manchin, as I was saying, he ran as kind of a conservative, as kind of a purple, let's say, Democrat. And he told everybody, yeah, I'm pro Second Amendment. But then in the wake of Sandy Hook, we had a lot of gun control push and that was coming from him. His rating fell from an A-plus to a D with the NRA. And now he is trailing his Republican opponent in that area. He had been very, very popular. Now, this is an area that President Trump, one of his strongest states, and Manchin had been ahead until just recently, but now he is collapsing in the polls. Another one, Claire McCaskill, as I pointed out before, she wants Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, investigated because they exposed the fact that she's told Planned Parenthood, I don't want any money directly from you. She's getting her money from Emily's List, but she is 100% pro-abortion. She didn't want people to see that. She also doesn't want people to see where she is on gun control and how she has pushed that. She doesn't want people to see what she did with Joe Manchin. Her bid for re-election is collapsing at the same time. And then as Project Veritas is going around the country talking to the staff to find out where these people really are because they lie to people about it, there's this video showing what is the true position of Heidi Heitkamp, Democrat running in North Dakota. Let's play that video.
After the election, if and when she gets reelected, she's going to be super liberal.
Maybe she wins by 20 points and she's like, okay, maybe I can be a little more progressive.
Yeah.
If the country moved further to the left,
yeah,
she would move to the left.
Yeah.
Like, I think if we had a Democratic Senate, she would vote for more policies that you see more Democrats.
Yeah.
She's like, the stuff that I'm being a little safe on now,
yeah,
she'd probably be a little bolder about it.
If there's a blue wave in November, I'm sure that her voting record will shift a lot. We'll shift away from the presidency.
I don't like that you took the Obama poster down.
Oh,
that one was, that's one of my favorite pictures ever.
I know, it's because the press was here. Take it down.
Yeah. I mean, the thing with politicians and other politicians.
After the election, if and when she gets reelected, she's going to be super liberal.
All right, again, as I said, she has to portray herself as being a centrist, just like Joe Manchin, just like Beto O'Rourke, just like Andrew Gillum. But then after the election, they're going to show you that they are with the globalist elite. No doubt about it. Hopefully that's not going to happen. Certainly in the Senate, things are not looking good for the Democrats at all. Infowars.com has a story that breaking news, man has been arrested. It's being reported in Florida in connection with the bombing, or with the fake bomb, with the bomb scares that have been going out. And I would point out that although these things all have the, it's not that hard for them to find if these were sent through the mail, but the CNN package was not mailed. The CNN package, they said, was delivered. That's what CNN said, because some people looked at it and they said, it doesn't look like the postage was canceled on that. So how did that get to New York if it didn't go through the mail? There was earlier this morning, there were police that were focused around the some post offices in Florida, and now they have made an arrest in Florida. A man has been arrested for the bomb package campaign. If it was, in fact, delivered to CNN, then that would indicate that there would be somebody that made the trip there. Maybe he mailed the packages, and then I guess he could beat the post office. You could probably drive the package to New York faster than the post office could deliver it, right? You never know, because you can't track the package. That's why it makes absolutely no sense to put an alarm clock on it. And of course, nobody does that with real bombs. They don't want you to know when it's going to go off. That is something that they only do in the movies. All right, I want to talk a little bit about Title IX as we're awaiting details about who the individual is, so that CNN can renew their attacks and blame President Trump, because they've already said that regardless of who it is, whether it's a liberal or a conservative, they're going to blame President Trump. He is at fault. But of course, we should never blame anybody for attacking journalists. You know, when Claire McCaskill goes out there and says, I want James O'Keefe investigated and arrested. No, we don't. We're not concerned about that. When Cory Booker goes out and says, you got to get up there in their face and get right in their face. You got to throw them out. You follow them everywhere they go in public areas. All the Democrats are, that's not hate speech. That's not enticing violence at all. And yet it's supposed to be, when President Trump says that CNN is fake news, and I've spent the first 2 hours of this program showing you just how fake CNN is. When CNN, he says CNN is fake news, that they are harming the country with the lies that they put out, then that is supposed to be tantamount to inciting violence against them. No, it's not. We don't like CNN, but that doesn't mean that you necessarily... There's a big, bright line between free speech, between calling something fake and inciting violence or committing violence, or even putting out bomb scares and threats against people. But they don't want to see that line. So they're going to use it to attack free speech. They're going to use it to attack President Trump. They're going to use it to attack the free press, because they can't have a free press. We'll come back. We're going to talk about the transgender issues and Title IX. And if there is a name coming out in the background, we'll have that information for you. Stay with us.
Keep on lying. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. We're awaiting information about the arrest of an individual, a man, reported. That's all we know at this point. A man was arrested. Now, I don't know if this is a woman identifying as a man or a real man. I don't know. But a man has been arrested for the bomb packages that have been sent around, the toy bombs that have been escalated by CNN. And have taken up the news cycle. Certainly, it's taken up the first 2 hours of this program. But I've been telling you how fake this whole thing is, and how they are using this, spinning it, and lying about it, inflating it. CNN has blown up this story of fake bombs and inflated this. But we'll have information as they come back with this. But of course, we already know who's to blame. It's President Trump, right? CNN has told us that, and John Brennan has said You need to just look in the mirror about the violence that you're promoting. John Brennan, the man who has killed so many people with his disposition matrix and his drone attacks, including American citizens, legal American citizens, not somebody even like Jamal Khashoggi, who is not an American citizen. He was just living in America and working for the Washington Post, but people who actually had American citizenship, legally Americans, they killed with drone strikes, John Brennan. And he has the audacity to lecture President Trump about pushing violence, this guy who has committed violence, who has blood all over his hands. Anyway, let's talk about what's going on with Title IX. President Trump is doing the right thing here. This is a big win. It's a big win for all of us. And President Trump is doing the right thing. He's going to be taking his HHS Secretary Alex Alizar, I think is his name. He has put forward a definition for gender that would stop the abuse of Title IX being used to bully school systems and individuals. Let me give you an idea of how this looks at the local level. WND had a story that came out yesterday. Male teacher ordered to observe teen girl in shower, and he may get fired because he didn't do it. And this all goes back to all this transgender stuff pushed by Obama. And again, Obama would threaten the schools with losing money under Title IX if they didn't mix boys and girls together in showers and dressing rooms and restrooms and so forth. A male phys ed teacher in Florida, in Land O'Lakes, Florida, has been told that he'll be transferred to another school as discipline for not doing his job. What was his job? He was supposed to walk into and supervise the locker room. Why wouldn't he? He said there was a possibility a teen girl was showering in there with boys in her class. Is this what we want in America? Is this what you want for your teen girl? We have to think about this. We have to understand where this is coming from, folks. And I'm going to tell you where it's coming from and how we're going to stop it. Liberty Council said the Pasco County School Board has to rein in these rogue school employees and administrators and reject their unauthorized LGBT policies and practices that violate parental and employee rights and the privacy rights of students. And so the teachers objected to the fact that these school administrators had ordered girls to be allowed in the bathroom with no forewarning of the boys or of their parents, so the boys could take steps to protect their privacy. And, of course, vice versa. Administrators told them that informing the boys so they could take steps to protect their privacy would be discriminatory and it would subject them to discipline. So if you tell the boys about this, then you're going to be discriminating in this. You're going to be bullying these people. And we'll talk about what bullying, how that is being used. Of course, bullying is the rallying cry for all the social media censors. If they don't like what you have to say, you're bullying. I was bullying Hillary Clinton, according to the Daily Beast and Jack Dorsey, when I talked about the satire from Babylon Bee, saying that Hillary Clinton was only 50% reptilian DNA, not 100%. And I was bullying her because I specifically mentioned her. Don't worry about all the things that are said about President Trump, where people really mean it. They're not doing it as a joke. I was making fun of Elizabeth Warren's DNA, but it would be bullying to let these boys know that you're going to turn girls into the dressing room, into the showers, and the restrooms. And then they want this teacher to observe it as well. Now, these are the sick individuals that you can get rid of at the local elections. You can make this an issue, and you can vote these people out. But then we pull it to Washington. We get people like Betsy DeVos, the education secretary there. And the Washington Post is saying that there is a push coming back from the Education Department and from Betsy DeVos, a push back against the Department of Health and Human Services, against them saying that we're going to define gender for the purposes of Title IX as being biological, objective, and binary. It's going to be two sexes. It's going to be determined by your genitals at birth. And said, no, you can't have that. So the Washington Post says the Education Department, which implements civil rights law regarding sex discrimination in the nation's schools and colleges, is not eager to follow Health and Human Services' lead. And the Justice Department is deferring to Health and Human Services, according to administration officials. They said it is unclear what the Education Department's specific concerns are. But for many years, listen to this, for many years, Secretary Betsy DeVos has privately supported lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender rights and has been reluctant to dial back their protections. This is not protections to put men in women's restrooms and in girls' showers and to threaten teachers to watch or you're going to fire them. That's not protecting anybody's rights, quite frankly. That is bullying in and of itself. And this is the same Betsy DeVos that I have opposed from the very beginning. Many of us understood that she was a globalist elitist, that she had been involved in pushing Common Core curriculum. She had insinuated her way into the education debates, pushing Common Core. The very fact that she is running the Department of Education instead of shutting it down tells you something about her orientation as a statist. You have to understand that the Department of Education is not necessary for education. As a matter of fact, it has been counterproductive for it. We had Phyllis Schlafly and others talk about how it was the deliberate dumbing down. Charlotte Isaby wrote a book with her. The deliberate dumbing down of America was what the Department of Education was about. Ronald Reagan campaigned on the promise that he would shut down the Department of Education. It was less than 4 years old when he took office. It had just been newly created by Jimmy Carter. And he said, we don't want the federal government and education. And this is why, folks. It's one of the main reasons why. You can take a look at the curriculum as well. But the social engineering that they're engaged in as well. We don't want the federal government involved. As a matter of fact, I would go so far as to say, I don't want the government involved in education at all. I don't want the government creating and providing and writing the news. Do you? Do you want the government being the news organizations, or do you want to have a free market of competing ideas that you decide about? Well, the same thing is true when it comes to education. You know, when you look at the two components of the First Amendment, it's about the press and freedom of the press, freedom of speech, and it's also about freedom of religion. And education, freedom of education means that you have freedom of information. And it also means that you are free to have your religious values expressed, because fundamentally, folks, education is about imparting values, not just information. And so both those components of the First Amendment apply when it comes to education. If you're going to have free education, get the government out of it. You don't want to have centralized control of education from the government. But she does. She likes Common Core. She likes central control of education. And she seems to like Title IX. Welcome back. I want to finish up and give you an update as to the real bullying that is happening around the transgender issue and how there are globalist billionaires like Betsy DeVos who are fighting President Trump as he's trying to stop this issue that doesn't just come from the centralized control of education in our country, but it's also coming from the United Nations. That's really where it's coming from, and he's moving against that as well. Maybe that's why Nikki Haley wanted to get out. She wanted to, you know, not have to get involved in fighting for that, because I'm sure she's not with that either. She's probably with Betsy DeVos on this. Before I do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the deepest, broadest discount we've ever had at InfoWarsStore.com on all of our InfoWars Life products. We've cut them by 50%, 50% off and free shipping on all of the InfoWars Life products, things like BrainForce Plus, Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste with iodine and nano silver, our Super Male Vitality, the Real Red Pill, Alpha Power, Bod Ease, all of those, 50% off with free shipping. Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, as well as Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid. All of those products, 50% off with free shipping, and many, many more. It's every one of our InfoWars Life products, all of them, 50% off with free shipping. Take a look at the sale, and we really do appreciate your support, especially at this time. According to the Washington Post and according to the New York Times, many people are talking about the fact that, and I said when I mentioned the HHS secretary earlier, I said Alex Alazar. I was thinking about Adan Salazar, our writer here at InfoWars. Confused. It's Alex Azar. He is the head of HHS. And evidently, there was a pushback by Betsy DeVos. This is really where this should have come from. She is resisting this. And now you've got Washington Post and others saying that she is resisting a biological definition of gender. Ms. DeVos initially resisted signing off and told Mr. Trump that she was uncomfortable because of the potential harm this could cause to transgender students, reports the New York Times. So let's talk about this, because it always is out there under the headline of bullying. You know, we got an article today from NPR, 5 ways to make classrooms more inclusive. You know, let's talk about, you know, how children dress, Why would an adult worry that girls might not own blue shirts, they said. Well, it's mostly because girls wear dresses. Oh, no. Is that true? Do you really think that? It's only girls who wear dresses? What if I identify as a girl? We got to make sure, because this is a safety and a mental issue for the kids, says NPR. Because, you know, bullying. So we got to stop all this bullying. Let's talk about this, because we had a transgender girl, as Daily Mail points, tries to call it, a transgender girl. Let me tell you something. It's a big guy. Looks like he could play football. He's got a thick neck, a neck as wide as his head is. Big football player kind of guy. His name is Travis Perry. And this is over in the Trumbull High School in Texas. I think that's close to Houston. But they refer to him in this Daily Mail story as a transgender girl. And take a look at this B-roll. I'm going to play this B-roll. Warning, this is a very disturbing to watch. So if you don't want to see this, don't look at it. But this transgender girl, as they say, alleges that she was being bullied by a real girl. And so this transgender girl beats up this girl and a male, a boy, another boy. And then while they're down, this transgender girl, who was worried that she's going to be bullied, you know, is kicking them in the head multiple times, stomping on them in the hallway. Perry, who calls himself Millie, told officers that the victim had been bullying him, or as they put it in the Daily Mail, her, had been bullying her, and had posted a video of her on social media with a negative comment. So that justifies this kind of violence, knocking them to the ground, they're unconscious, and this transgender football player, looks like, stomps on them until they have to take the female student to the hospital, knocked them unconscious, and stomped on them, you know, because of bullying. It's all because of bullying. Oh, who's doing the bullying? It's just like social media. They are the ones who are doing the bullying. Here's a student at Ohio University, been charged for allegedly making false anti-LGB threats against herself, going full Tawana Brawley, right? We've got a student at a Catholic college being bullied, again, under Title IX, the very thing that Betsy DeVos doesn't want to get rid of, that President Trump is trying to get rid of, and his HHS secretary, Alex Azar, are trying to get rid of. But this is a student at a Catholic university in Ohio, and he criticized an op-ed piece why they would put on a drag show at a Catholic school. He said, I can't help but wonder who thought it'd be a good idea to hire grown men to dress up as women on a Catholic campus for the deviant entertainment of misguided young people. He said that in an op-ed piece. Well, he says something like that. You're going to get a visit from the Title IX coordinator, because if you publish stuff like that, we might lose our subsidies from the federal government, because the Obama administration is using Title IX to bully us about this kind of stuff. That's why we have the drag queens, and that's why you're not allowed to say anything about it, even at a formerly Christian school. The vast Title IX bureaucracy, says Reason Magazine, entangles itself in all matters relating to sex, gender, and sexuality, even when there's no real harm that needs to be addressed. And what they're saying is this guy has a right to criticize it, even though these people writing at Reason Magazine disagree with what he has to say. They like transgender stuff, and they love drag queens at Reason Magazine. But they also like free speech. And Title IX and these claims of bullying are being used to take away our free speech. You need to understand where this is all coming from, folks. This is coming from the UN. The same people that are bringing us the open borders, the same people that created the drug war that has destroyed and corrupted our society, destroyed our Bill of Rights, corrupted our government, corrupted our legal system, imprisoned the most people we've ever seen. War on drugs, that was created by the UN. Same people that create and demand open borders. The same people that have created all this climate alarmism so they can create the smart cities agenda. The same people that have tried to push this UN arms trade treaty that was part and parcel of the gun walking issues. They wanted to show how all these guns are flowing across borders. That means that in order to stop that, you've got to identify and license every single person and every single piece of ammunition within the United States. We've got to have a stamp on everything and the government be informed about everything so they can track everything and make sure that these guns aren't walking across the border. That's why we had the false flag scenarios that were operating not just under Obama. It blew up under Obama, but it was also being done under George W. Bush because those types of people, the Bushes, are pushing the UN agendas. So they've got their gun control agenda. They've got their climate alarmism where they want a global tax to fund their global governance. They want to push you into the smart cities because they want to, it's not just the guns that they want to track and control. It's really the people that they want to track and control. It's not the climate that they want to tax. It's the people they want to tax. And so the UN is pushing all this stuff. Well, the UN is ultimately behind all of this stuff that is being pushed about transgenderism. And Daily Mail is wringing its hands in grief, saying the Trump administration is hoping to wipe the word gender from UN documents. U.S. officials could soon be bumping heads with former United Nations allies over human rights documents that use the word gender. And this is what they have to say in the article. President Trump's administration is attempting to strip transgender people of official recognition by creating a narrow definition of gender as being only male and female and unchangeable once determined at birth. And it has set the left on fire, especially the people in Hollywood. As Breitbart points out, Hollywood's midterm meltdown, as some of them saying, being transgender is the truest form of American freedom. And Barbara Streisand tweets out and says, you can't define gender with a birth certificate. But that's what Trump is trying to do. No, that's what Barbara Streisand is trying to do. Trump is saying, your gender is determined by your genitalia. It's biological, it's objective, and it's at birth. They're just recording what the scientific objective fact is. It's Barbara Streisand who's trying to overrule that with a piece of paper. You got others saying this is pure evil. Bette Midler says Trump is a murderer and a plunderer because he's using biology and science. Got Lady Gaga out there. You got Stephen Colbert saying this is cruelty. We all know that gender is clearly a spectrum. Well, he may be suffering from a different kind of spectrum. All right, that's it for the broadcast. I'll get to Cinema tomorrow. You won't believe what she had to say about the family.